Boldly going where no tech writer has gone before, our weekly conversation with Rick Limpert. Rick Roswell on Twitter, wirelesswednesday.live on the old internet, if you prefer that. And Rick, it's a wet Sunday as we talk.
Yeah, it is. It is a wet Sunday, a perfect lead up to a week. Sully, now it's become almost a whole week lead up to Earth Day. So no matter where you're listening, I guess you're going to be on this Earth somewhere, hopefully. And Earth Day is coming up about 7 days away.
Indeed, it is. And the theme is to protect our species. What is this all about? And tell us more about Earth Day 2019.
Yeah, protect our species is the is kind of the theme this year. So, I've heard about it over the last year. There's been kind of a call to attention for certain plants and wildlife populations that are decreasing or being reduced for various reasons: climate change, deforestation, habitat loss, trafficking, poaching, etc. So, Earth Day this year is calling attention to some of the species of plants and animals maybe that were losing or being reduced. And the good news is that this can be overturned. These extinctions can be slowed or decline can be stopped. So just with a little thought and a little preparation, and that's why they're calling attention to this issue.
You know, there's so much criticism out there of Earth Day, and Earth Day is stupid. Why do we need this? What is this? But the purpose of it is really just to start conversations and to get people thinking about the resources that they use, the energy that they use, the technology which can maybe help reduce our output in the world and maybe make some substantial changes collectively.
Yeah, I don't think anyone will deny that there should be an Earth Day or the what goes along with Earth Day is great for everyone to think about it and participate in. Where I think people get lost, Sully, is when it gets politicized and that type of thing. So if we can keep the politics maybe out of Earth Day, keep it to the facts, keep it to the experts, the scientists, I think it's definitely worthwhile.
All right, and let's keep it to the products, too, and talk about the subscription box from Nomadic and their Earth Day box. Number one subscription box for outdoor enthusiasts. For those who don't know what a subscription box is for outdoor enthusiasts, what is it, Rick?
Yeah, you subscribe to the service through this company, and you get a different box delivered to your home each month. This month with Nomadic, it's their most popular box, I would think, and it's their Earth Day box. So go to TheNomadic, NOMADIK.com. You can see what it's all about. You can see the different boxes, and they do have a great Earth Day box. It's got three or four things in there that people that love the outdoors will get some use out of: a great cup, a stainless steel straw, and a couple other things that really come in handy. So it's still time to order it. TheNomadic.com. I better get in today or tomorrow to make sure you get your box in time, though.
As Earth Day is fast approaching, it is a week from tomorrow, Monday, April the 22nd. And let's talk about the Sat Pack, something that really everybody can use, I think.
Well, for people that maybe are really outdoorsy, hikers, bikers, they may go off the grid a little bit where your normal cell phone service won't work. So Sat Pack is a little clip-on smartphone accessory, goes on your phone, very inexpensive, and allows you to send text messages from wherever you may be in the world. So maybe a little bit of a delay, but the messages still go through, and this helps you when you don't have a cell phone service. Sat Pack really provides kind of a unique service here. A bunch of patents they've had granted, useful features. It's been tested by people in national parks, rangers, and special ops forces. So you know it's going to work, and encourage you to go to Sat Pack. SATPAQ.com for more information.
And high honors at this year's CES as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they definitely earned their keep. It's a, like I said, a great device, been tested numerous times. And I think for people that are outdoors, this is kind of another extra little layer of of protection for you.
So maybe you're taking that trip up to North Georgia and you're going to be out in the woods off the grid for a little bit. This could be a great little tool for you to use. And the pay-by-you-go option, I really like that idea. Let's talk about Green Toys online at greentoys.com.
Yeah, I was surprised to see these Green Toys have been around for more than a decade. So greentoys.com, and so they develop environmentally friendly and a socially responsible children's product. And the great thing is they use recycled milk containers and other recycled products to produce the product. So these are sustainable products, and kids seem to like them too. So different green toys, different pool sets. These are things you can use outdoors as well. And they really encourage kids to be creative, and you know you're using good products. These are ocean-bound plastic sustainable products that are helping save our oceans and our waters while kids are having fun playing with them as well.
All right, next up, the Parakeeto refillable bands and clips. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Yeah, I think you got it right. So these are our little mosquito clips. So again, for people that are spending a lot of time outside, this is a prime part of the country, for me at least, getting bit up by mosquitoes. That really kind of is a deterrent for me being outside a lot of places where mosquitoes are bad. So Parakeeto has these products, and they're stylish as well. Waterproof, can be worn around the wrist or ankle, put on a backpack or a belt. They have adult and kids products. So it looks like kind of an ID tag, but really it's a mosquito repellent. And it's really non-intrusive, works really well, under $20 for a quality mosquito repellent product. And, you know, on Earth Day, we talk about different animals, insects, bugs, and things. So, but mosquitoes are one thing that, you know, it affects a lot of people as far as bites and itches, and it's not fun to have around when you're trying to enjoy yourself. So check out Parakeeto. Available on Amazon and other retailers, these Parakeeto products. And, again, a great price for a great product.
One thing I love in life, Rick, is new experiences and getting to experience things for the first time. And that happened today when you described a mosquito repelling product as stylish. I don't think I've ever encountered that in my 47 years. So I really appreciate that you were able to give that to me today.
You know me, Sally. I'm all about the style. You got to be hip. You got to be with it. You got to have the latest style and fashionable. And if there's tech involved in that, that's something that I feel we can talk about on air.
I'm wearing my Calvin Klein Smart Tux, and check out my stylish mosquito repelling band.
I'm wearing my non-mosquito repelling Crocs today, so if that surprises you. But at least it's they are somewhat waterproof out here in the muck and rain today, and they're comfortable as I'm getting a few things written here at the local coffee shop.
As a Crocs enthusiast, Rick, as we sidetrack just momentarily, are you okay with Crocs with socks?
There is a time and a place for that, I think. So maybe when the weather gets a little cooler, or if you tend to maybe disguise the Crocs a little bit, if you're wearing them with jeans or a long pants of some sort, you may want to wear the socks as well. So I leave that up to the individual. If you're wearing a Croc, you're an individual, you have a mind of your own. So I say just go with what you feel is right.
You can follow Rick on Twitter. The handle there for him, Rick Roswell, online at wirelesswednesday.live. Earth Day is coming up on Monday, April the 22nd. And this is just really a great way to think about what we do in the world, how we can do less of it. And it's not a political thing. It's more just a conservation thing and a time to get thinking about what we do and things that we can do and not do to really better our life.
Yeah, and there's a lot of other products we didn't talk about that are really aimed at Earth Day, sustainable, recyclable products. That's something you can use and do your part. Not only leading up to Earth Day, but all year round, and it's fun to see these new products and help our environment. So I say just have fun with it.
Always good to catch up, Rick. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.